Oh, good morning, Rain. I finally beat you to the kitchen. You love forehead kisses. Well, it's my turn to make you breakfast. You just sit on the couch and let me spoil you a bit this morning, okay? Eggs, French toast, sausage. I said sitch. I said I'm spoiling you this morning. A plate full of yummy. And again. So how'd I do? Everything taste okay? Food, you goofball. You haven't tasted me yet. Come on. If you're all done, let's go sit on the porch. Watch the waves. Sit in the swing with me. I don't think I'll ever get tired of watching the waves with you. Being here at the beach with you. You seem so relaxed when we sit hand in hand, letting the sounds of the waves wash over us. Why don't you go make us some finger food and we'll have a picnic under that tree later for lunch? Perfect. Such a good boy. It's a nice day. Who on earth? Coming! Oh, good morning, officer. How can I help you?
Good morning, ma'am. My partner and I are in the area looking for a few runaways.
Runaways?
Yes, ma'am. A few of the males kept at the local compound have missed a few roll calls. Have you seen or heard anything?
No, officer, I haven't. I only rarely make trips in town for groceries. I haven't seen anything suspicious.
All right. If you happen to spot any males in the area, give us a call. Here's my card. Call me personally.
Thank you. I'll be sure to keep an eye out. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Well, actually, there is. May I come inside, please?
Of course. The living room is right this way. Please make yourself comfortable. Can I get you anything to drink? Water, tea, coffee maybe?
No, thank you, miss.
Wendy?
Miss Wendy. There is another reason that I came to visit you today.
And what might that be?
Well, we're here to check up on your stray.
My stray? I'm not sure I understand. How do you know about him?
Miss Wendy, you caused quite a stir looking for him, and you know it. Most every precinct has heard about you tearing all over the state looking for that boy.
I suppose I did make some waves.
And there are plenty of people that are none too happy about it either. So much rocking of the boat.
Are you saying I might be targeted? Are you threatening me? Are you saying that Rain might be targeted?
Rain? You named him, I see. Well, you picked a cute one at least. All I'm saying is that some people get upset when an outsider sticks their nose in places where they don't belong. We're getting off track here. I just have a few more questions, then I'll be on my way.
Well, in that case, what would you like to know? A little brisker?
Well, has he ever attempted to run away from you?
No. Quite the opposite, actually. He prefers to stay at home. Not that I blame him, considering where I found him. He still isn't all that comfortable in public spaces.
Oh, that's reassuring. Has he ever been aggressive or belligerent?
No.
Has he attacked you?
Absolutely not. If anything, he's almost so timid it's worrying. He's constantly concerned about upsetting me, or cringing if I move suddenly, or even too fast sometimes.
Oh my, that is concerning.
To be honest, he's still healing from the abuse he suffered growing up in that compound. I don't think it's going to be his instinct to shout at me, much less hit me, ever.
Okay, I'm sorry. These are just routine questions, Wendy. Not in a witch hunt here. I don't like how you went about it, that's all. But I suppose I can respect a woman that fights for what she wants. Last question, then I'll get out of your hair. Have you been contacted by any, underground groups?
I beg your pardon?
Many resistance groups.
Please
don't pretend to be ignorant, Wendy. You know there's a male resistance group trying to upend the world. You and your stray.
Rain, you mean?
You could be used as figureheads, or they may contact you requesting resources.
No, officer. I have received no strange communication. The only person I've talked to is my sister, to be honest.
Very well. Please notify us if you are contacted or see any stray men in the area.
As I said, I'll keep my eye out, officer. Allow me to walk you out.
Thank you, ma'am. By the way, where is Rain?
He was in the kitchen making a picnic basket when you came by. I'm sure he's in the house somewhere.
Enjoy your picnic, Wendy. Have a pleasant afternoon.
Have a good day, officer. That was stressful.
Rain? Rain, are you still in the kitchen? Baby boy? Where did you go, Rain? Rain? Are you hiding?
Rain, come out.
It's safe.
Not in the kitchen, not in the bathroom, not under the bed.
Rain, I'm starting to get worried. Where are you?
Oh, you silly boy. You didn't. I know you enjoyed the books, but no matter how much you identify with him, I'm not letting you stay under the stairs like Harry Potter. Come out of the covered pit. You're safe. Here, take my hand. That's it. Oh, you're trembling. Come here, baby boy. Mm-hmm. Let me just hold you. Shh. You're not going anywhere. It's all right. It's going to be okay. Rain, will you do something for me? Okay. I want you to go sit on the couch and to close your eyes. Let me be silly, okay? Sit down and listen to the waves for a moment. Breathe with them like we've practiced. I feel like I need to get something. I'll be in a second. What a good boy. Okay, I'm sitting next to you. Now, Rain, will you look at me, please? Such pretty eyes. I've been thinking about this for a while, and, I had hoped it would happen in a bit more special way. I mean, I had plans, something intimate. Anyway, a few weeks ago, I went into town. Remember when I left you to make cookies? Well, I bought something for you. Do you want to see it? It's a collar. I wanted to offer it to you on the beach, maybe under the stars after one of our walks, maybe under that tree, after you were done napping in my lap after a picnic. I don't know. I had romantic ideals. Let me start over. Rain, darling, I want to share my life with you. I know it's a big step, and I know we've only really known each other for half a year. And I don't want you to feel like I'm forcing you or rushing you. So Here. This is the paperwork that will officially make me your owner instead of just your guardian. All it needs is your signature. But I don't want to force you or make you feel like you have to say yes. So, I've made sure you have some choices, okay? First of all, you can tell me no. You can tear those up and set them aside and nothing will change. I'll simply stay your guardian, okay? No, I'm not going to send you away. I'm not going to punish you. Second option, you can sign and still tell me no. Yes, you can. I'm willing to use the law as a shield for you. The system has been used to abuse you so many times. Perhaps perhaps I can have a chance to make it work for you. I can keep you safe. And again, everything can stay just as it is now. You have your bedroom, I have mine. We eat together, we snuggle. But that's it. Third option, I found a home. It's a place that takes in straight boys. No, it's not a compound. Yeah, I went there when I was looking for you. I talked with some of the boys. They like it there. If you want, I could take you there. Of course, selfishly, I hope that you choose me. You can do any of those options, though. I will never stop caring for you. What happens if you sign the papers? Well, you accept the collar. You become fully mine. And I would keep you. Not under the stairs in the cupboard. But I would keep you with me for the rest of your life. For the rest of my life. And if I die, I've set up a trust that would take care of you even after that. Yeah, it's a lot, I know. It is faster than I wanted, but I think this is something we both want. To be honest, I feel like it might be something we both need. Yes? Oh, my Rain. Oh, hug me. Oh, my pet. My Rain. Do you remember? Do you remember that night I brought you home? After that rainstorm? I told you that one day you might kneel for me. You know what? I want you to do it now, Rain. Kneel for me. So I can put my collar on you. Good boy. I love you, my lost boy, my stray, my Rain.